who did they say was going to be drafted third? Chicago. They, I think it was, Anissa Morrow. It was Anissa Morrow. Okay. It was Anissa Morrow. Or Azzie Fudd. But is that what Chicago really needs? Okay, now we're going to just go through the WNBA and see who, see what everybody needs. Person, team, Chicago Sky. They almost made it to the playoffs last season, I believe. Year by year stats. Can I please have team stats, please? Oh no, what's going on? Wait, let me do Chicago Sky 2024 stats. And again, this is Tidaland Arena. You are listening to KDVS Davis, listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. So let's check Chicago schedule and results. They need another defender, I believe. Let's see. They lost their last five games by a lot. Oh my goodness. I think that's when, no, Angel Reese played until the end, but then was just, yeah, no, I think then her finger was just like broken or something. Or her wrist was broken. Maybe they do need a shooter instead of a defensive player. So yeah, Azzie Fudd would be very good to go to Chicago. 5'11 guard. Yeah, even though she hasn't played much lately, she's still a very prominent player for UConn. So yeah, I think that's that. I don't know. If I were the top three, I'd be making my calculations very, very deliberately. I would be keeping an eye out for everybody that is playing right now. But yeah, I'm gonna take a little bit of a break and play you guys a message, and then I will be back. So yeah, see ya.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Thinking of what to talk about for the next half an hour, because I never had this much time to just like yap to y'all. I think I'm just gonna do a little bit of a sports recap of my like year and like what I've done sports wise over the year. Let me get some, I think I'm tired of the fireplace. Let me try to find like some fireplace and jazz. Let me see fireplace jazz. The holiday, let's see, relaxing smooth jazz fireplace night jazz ambiance. Let's see what's going on here. Hold up. Okay, yeah, this is fine. Sure, this is fine. We could go over this. Okay, so I like you whenever I go to sporting event, I just track it in an app that I have, and it like takes track of like where I join the beta. I take track of like all of my all the games that I've been to in a given year or at a given point. So I've been to 36 sporting events at least in my life. So let me see the ones from this year. I'm just gonna go over to women's sports ones because it seems like I think that was the one I went to most this year. Activity. Oh, you got this. You could load. Oh my goodness. My profile. Come on. Wait, mementos. Okay, 2024. Let's see. So that was recent. So I went to 12 games this year. I believe a majority of them were women's sports games. Or actually, no, I don't think so. I think it was, like, pretty split. Yeah, it's actually split 50-50. But the first one was May 17th. I went to the Bay to see Bay FC play the San Diego Wave with my good friend DJ Ouija. We went to the Bay, and that was a very fun game. I didn't think it would be that fun. I didn't think the atmosphere would be so lively. But Bay FC fans are great. That was a very fun game to go to. It was just amazing to see this. I think when we arrived, San Diego scored, so they were already down 1-0. And then to see the next two goals be scored and then the crowd just go wild was crazy. And then after that, I think I'm a bad luck charm for the San Diego Wave because I saw the Gotham play San Diego in New Jersey. And then the Gotham beat San Diego 2-1. So yeah, that was also fun to see. It was the first time Gotham has ever beaten San Diego also in franchise history. So that was a fun game to go to. I got to see Alex Morgan play against the Gotham for the last time in her career. So that was really fun to go to. And then after that, I watched Gotham get pummeled by on June 23rd. They lost 2-0. Watched Trinity Rodman score on us, and then she did a TikTok dance. I didn't. She deserved that TikTok dance, honestly. I didn't even mind. And then after that, week after that, I saw Gotham play Seattle Reign. And Gotham was honestly supposed to win this game, but then at like the last minute of the game, I think we scored an own goal. It was so messy in the box, and then we tied 1-1. And then after that, there was a little bit of a break because we were getting ready for the Olympics. And on July 13th, I went to one of the Olympic send-off games. It was the USA versus Mexico, and the U.S. women's national team beat Mexico 1-0. That was a very fun day. I went with my friend, my dear friend Lindsay. We both met a bunch. We didn't know we were gonna like do a bunch of activities that day. However, we did get to meet the 99ers, the U.S. women's national team it was the second team that won the World Cup. So yeah, and there was a 25-year anniversary of them doing that this year. And yeah, I got to meet, there's like Mia Hamm was there, Joy Fawcett was there. And then also I got to meet Tisha Venturini, who was very, very nice. I have a great story from that day. So they were giving out like trading cards while we were waiting in line to meet them. Well, first I thought that we were going to meet Sam Uis, who is one of my favorite podcasters, also one of my favorite soccer players as well, but she's retired due to an injury, as most people happen to be. But we were in line, and then they were giving out trading cards, and then I got one for Tisha Venturini, and this card is her doing a backflip after the semifinals of the World Cup, of the Women's World Cup, because she had just scored and gotten the team to the finals. And I thought the card was just hilarious because it's just her doing a backflip. And so I put it in the back of my phone case because I had a clear case. And then when we went up to meet them, we had the opportunity to get like one item signed by all the players that were there. I think there were five of them. And Tisha Ventimini was at the end of the line, and I was like, I'm going to show her that I have her card in my case. But I had everybody else like sign a hat that I brought to the game. And then I was like, hey, look, I have your card in the back of my phone. And then she was like, oh, do you want me to sign like your card? And I was like, oh, wait, like, that's really cool. But the people said I could only, they said that I could like only get one thing signed from all of you guys. And then she said, well, since you're such a rule follower, I'll give you like another card and I'll sign it for you. And then she like pulled out another card and then signed it in front of me and just like gave it to me. So now I have two Tisha Venturini cards. One of them is signed. And it is one of my prized possessions. She was very nice, very sweet. I have a photo with her. Yeah, so very great, very great. And then I think the most recent game I went to, another soccer game, was Gotham's final game, which was against Portland. They beat Portland 2-0. That was right after they came back from the Olympics. So not many of the Olympians were playing. Ann-Katrine Berger might have been playing, but that's just because she's a GOAT and she's could do whatever she wants. But yes, Fia Smith wasn't playing. Sam Coffey wasn't playing. I don't think Lynn Williams was playing. Roosevelt wasn't playing. Tierna Davidson might have been on the... I think she was on the roster, but she didn't play that game. Never, like, still, it was still a very good game to, like, fun game to watch as well. And that was my final game with the Gotham this year. And then sadly, they did not make it to the championships. They lost to Washington Spirit on penalties. And I can't believe I wasn't there. Like, I wasn't in a place to watch it. However, it was very upsetting. And that, like, the same day that they lost to the Washington Spirit was the same day I also got a concussion playing rugby. So, things go together like peanut butter and jelly. I don't know. But yeah, let's see. What else can I talk about? Oh, there's so many things in the world that I'm just blanking out on. Let's see. Come on. What else can I talk about? You got, come on, sports world. I know like a lot of seasons have come to an end, but you can't leave me hanging like... I can't leave you guys hanging like this. Let me be selfish and talk about my favorite sports teams and how they're doing and how I see their winter going. So we got Stanford. They are 7-2 and they are 9th in the ACC. This is very upsetting. This is very sad to see. We're worse than Miami and Cal. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, this is awful. Okay, so in first we got Duke, then we got FSU and Notre Dame, Boston College. We're worse than Boston College in the ACC. This is crazy. Oh my goodness. Then there's Georgia Tech, Cal, then UNC, then Miami. Actually, I'm not going to call them Cal. UCB. Then Miami, then Stanford, Clemson. A ranked team is lower than us, so North Carolina State University is lower than us. However, I think it's because we lost to... we lost to LSU. That was not a fun loss. But it's, I guess no losses are fun losses. And then we also lost to... Who else did we lose to? Stanford. Indiana. Oh, okay. That's why we're not very high. It's because we lost to an unranked team when we were ranked. Okay, that makes sense. We lost to Indiana and we lost... Well, Indiana should be ranked in my opinion, honestly, because Indiana has always been a good team. They're usually a good team. Don't know why AP isn't ranking them yet. They are 7-3. Let me see who they have played and why they aren't ranked yet, because they should be. Indiana beat Maine. Okay, I guess they narrowly beat... Okay, they lost to Harvard. So that's probably why, because they lost to an Ivy League, and you're not supposed to do that. And then also they lost to Butler. And then they also lost to UNC. 69-39. So maybe that's the reason that they're not ranked at all. But still, that, I don't know. Why is Indiana so hit and miss? I'd have to figure that out. But hopefully, Stanford only has three more games left this month. They play UCB on Friday, and then they play University of Texas San Antonio next Monday, and then next Friday they play Ohio State, who are a ranked team. And that'll be on like cable too, so that'll be another interesting game to watch. That's gonna be a good game. They're Ohio State's ranked 11th, and then Stanford is unranked right now. Hopefully we could get our stuff together, and then we could just steamroll a bunch of teams. And then when we get back, they play SMU, Clemson, then Florida State, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, then Duke, we'll play UCB again, and then Pitt. Yeah. A lot of these games I think should be winning, if not very close games. Still very upset that they are not ranked right now. But I mean, what are you gonna do when you lose like the world's best coach? You're gonna have to lose some games. Let's see what else. Becky Tweed is not on the Angel City anymore. Angel City mutually parted ways with Becky Tweed. She's no longer the head coach of Angel City FC. And then also they lost Jill Ellis, but I mean, it's not, you don't lose much when losing Jill Ellis, but now she's like the head of like football, director of football or something in like FIFA. And people were like, oh, that's such a very FIFA thing to do, to put like someone that's like not a good person in charge of something. They also parted ways with their general manager, Angela Hugels, I think. And people are thinking that, like, Angel City is just, like, completely revamping their management setup. They didn't do horrible the year prior to this season. They were also just plagued with injuries as well. So I wouldn't completely go blaming the coach. There's new ownership. The Disney CEO, I guess he won't be the Disney CEO soon. I think the CEO of EA is going to be the new Disney CEO, if I'm correct. But there's new ownership, so I guess they just want to rebuild. Make sure the team is very good. And make it very, a watchable team. I think every NWSL team is watchable. It's always very fun to go out and see them. But I guess they just want to start winning stuff, since their sister team, San Diego Wave, they were established the same year as they were, have already won a shield. And they would like to do the same. Let's see what else. FIFA released their best 11, and I have qualms with it. I do have qualms with it. I just remembered that. I don't think a lot of it is not right. Best 11 women's 2024. It is not. I disagree with this. I disagree with it so much. Okay, so for a goalkeeper, we got Mary Earps. The defenders are Lucy Bronze, Olga Carmona, and Alex Greenwood. Midfielders, we got Aitana Bonmati, Alexia Puteas, and Kira Walsh. And in our forwards, we got Barbara Banda, Linda Caicedo, Lauren James, and then Marta. Here are the people that I have problems with. Wait, voting? Football play. Oh, so the players voted on this. I don't think Mary Earps should be on there. I don't think Olga Carmona should be on there. And I do, like, so narrowly, I don't think Alex Greenwood should be on there. Lauren James hasn't played in a very long time, so I would be even reluctant to put her on there as well. But I think everything else is right. I'm very glad Kira Walsh is finally getting her flowers and being put as a best 11. I know a lot of football players were very upset with her not even being, like, top 10 on the Ballon d'Or. Or I don't even know if she was nominated for a Ballon d'Or. And a lot of football players are, like, constantly angry about that. So good for Kira Walsh for making it this. Barbara Banda, she was amazing during the Olympics. Even though they did not make it through to the knockout stages, she was a scoring machine. And then also for Orlando Pride and the NWSL, she was second in goals for the entire season. So yeah, I think that was well-deserved. Marta did amazing during the Olympics. Brazil came in second place, they got silver. And then, of course, she was under Orlando Pride. She was very clutch at the beginning of the season. They were kind of, Orlando Pride was very rocky at the beginning of the season. They weren't losing, but they were tying games, and Marta was always the one that had to come up and just, like, save Orlando from losing a game. So yes, I believe that Marta deserves to be there as a forward. Linda Caicedo, Colombia didn't make it all too far in the Olympics. They made it to the knockout stages, but lost in the first round. But Linda Caicedo is a very young, fantastic player. Did amazing in the World Cup a year prior, and she plays for Real Madrid now. She's doing good things for Real Madrid. It's just very hard when Barcelona is also in your league. So it's very hard to compare. I don't know. I'm just like thinking of comparing players from Real Madrid to players on Barcelona, but I don't think I could do that because there's a different league. But our midfield is all Barcelona players. We got Aitana Bonmatí, who won the Ballon d'Or. Yeah, she absolutely deserves to be there. I have no problem with that. Same with Kira Walsh, also in Barcelona. No issue with her being there. And Alexia Putellas, I also have no issue with her being there, too. The midfield is fine. The defense is where I get a little bit... I don't think this is correct. I think the only person that deserves to be there is Lucy Bronze, because Lucy Bronze, even with all her... In her old age, not to call her old, honestly, she's still quite young, but she is still one of the best defenders out there. I mean, the only reason that the U.S. and in England were able to tie nothing, like, nil-nil a couple weeks ago was because Lucy Bronze was doing all the work and defending against the United States. If the England did not have Lucy Bronze, the U.S. would have won, like, 3-0. The game wouldn't have been close at all. Alex Greenwood, she is a defender for Man City and England. I just think there are better defenders than Alex Greenwood. She was pretty good on Man City last year. She's pretty good this year. She's not average, but I do think there are better people out there than Alex Greenwood. Same with Olga Carmona. The only thing that she did, I only know her for doing, like, one thing, and that's, like, scoring the game-winning goal in the World Cup. And then other than that, I don't know what else she does. Like, she also plays for Real Madrid. And she's a decent defender, but I don't think she should be on the World 11. And then Mary Earps, she's been... a little shaky. She's like not even a starter for England anymore. As a goalkeeper, usually that just goes straight to Hannah Hampton, and if need be, it'll go to Kiara Keating, who are both two young talents. Mary Earps no longer plays in the WSL. She was on Man United, but then she went to PSG in the French league. The French league is not an easy league to play in. Lyon is there, and also PSG are usually like the two top teams. But PSG, I think they're eliminated. They got eliminated from the Champions League. They didn't even make it to the group stages. So I don't know. I don't think Mary Earps is all that anymore. Maybe last year she was pretty good, but I feel like that should have gone to somebody else. And that somebody else is Anne-Katrin Berger. I think she did so good during the World Cup. She was able to defend against Spain to get the bronze for Germany. That penalty shootout was absolutely amazing. Good on Anne-Katrin Berger. And then also Alyssa Nair also did really good this year. But for club, I believe that Berger did a lot better than Alyssa Nair did. It's not her. It's not Nair's fault. Maybe the defensive line of Chicago could have been better as well. But I do not think Mary Earps should be the goalie in the World 11. So to change the four players that I talked about, I would put Anne-Katrin Berger in goal. I'd put Naomi... Okay, I'd put like an American... I need to put an American in this because we won the Olympics. We won so many tournaments this year under Emma Hayes. And not a single American is on this. And that's crazy. So I'm putting Naomi Girma in the back line. For a defender that I would want to choose, who is great on defense that is better than Olga Carmona? Emily Fox. I'm going to put Emily Fox back there as well. She's been so consistent with Arsenal. She's like one of the most consistent players on the team. And then also won of the Olympics this year. Crazy defender. She's doing great things. And then to replace Lauren James on this, I would put... who's been a good forward this year? Of course, I could put any member of the Triple Espresso. Sophia Smith, Trinity Rodman, Mallory Swanson. I could put all of them on this list. Let's see. There are still like also a lot of... I could put a Swede on there too. Okay, but probably not. She's only been good, like, recently under new management. She's a Norwegian. Sorry, Emily Fox. I'm actually going to replace you with, who am I going to replace? Ingrid Engen. She is going to be the defender. She and Lucy Bronze were the reason that Barcelona won the Champions League last year. She's one of my favorite defenders to watch. Crazy how she also hasn't been nominated for Ballon d'Or as well. I don't know. Norway has a lot of talent, but they don't get really shown off. Their talent doesn't get shown off very well because of their management. However, they're getting back on track. I hope that during the Euros, Ireland got knocked out, sadly, last week. Wales is now going to the Euros for the first time in their history. However, I will be rooting for Norway next year, if anyone's wondering. I'll be rooting for Norway. Maybe I'll root for Wales sometimes, but it's Norway or nothing. But for a striker, a forward... Who do I think is the world's best forward right now? World's best forward, other than Barbara Banda. Temba Chawinga is good. It's just that Malawi is not a good national team. World's best forward. Would it be an Australian? No. Sam Kerr did not play a lot this year. I don't think it'd be a Canadian either. I don't think France had a lot of big names either. I'd put Diani Kadidatu in maybe, or Maria Antoinette Katoto. However, they were both injured and didn't play much. And one of them plays for PSG. Lauren Hemp. Yeah, I'd put Lauren Hemp over Lauren James, I believe. She's been great for Man City. Only 24, but she's like one of the best scorers for Man City. Maybe even Grace Clinton, I'd put her on there too. She plays for Man United as well. But if I'm going by like Ballon d'Or standards, since this is very hard to pick best striker, and there are so many forwards in the world, I think maybe I would go with... Do I go with Sophia Smith? I go with Sophia Smith, yeah. I feel like Sophia Smith and could replace Lauren James on the World 11. I'm sorry to the footballers that voted for this, but we're still waiting on individual individual awards. However, that is my hour and a half of just yapping into the microphone. I hope you had fun. I will hopefully see you guys next year. But yeah, that's like the last Tidaland Arena of 2024. So yeah, I'll see you guys next year. Bye.
Welcome one and welcome all to the, I think I'm doing TBA actually, let me double check what show this is. This is your host, Lazy Lazzy, coming to you live from Studio B and KDBX 3 FM. Today is going to be quite a fun show. I've gotten some suggestions, some rather fun ones, and I'm adding a couple of my own. So this is going to be a mixture of some blues, psychedelic rock, a little bit of a throwback, and we're going to have, you know, some better, you know, well-known names, especially, you know, if you plan to stay to the end, if you so desire. We do have a very, very lovely, recognizable artist. So yeah, we're going to get straight into it. I think today I do enjoy having fun things to think about when listening to the show. I inspire, perhaps even suggest to the audience that they think about the weather we're having, you know, maybe the tool fog that's rolling in. If you're curious, Central Valley gets that really thick blanket of fog that we're experiencing this morning. That is called the tool fog. So let's just do this real quick and get straight into it. So we're going to